the reason that I picked Pacquiao is you know what you're getting with Pacquiao. I could easily make a case for you how Thurman wins this fight, because I think he has the talent indeed to pull it off. And you could easily make that argument for him. Throw that jab, give some angles. There's a lot of things that he can do in the ring that other people can't do. But I think with Pacquiao, you know what you're getting. You know he's going to be consistent effort-wise. You know he's going to come. He's going to force the action. The judges in Nevada really like that kind of fighter. We know what we're getting with Pacquiao. With Thurman, you're not 100% certain. You think you know, but you're not 100% certain. And if you're going to put your money down, that's why I say you have to pick Pacquiao.
I get what Kevin's saying to some degree, but I guess I'm just going to go with my emotion here, and I just got to say this. I can't believe we're talking about questioning one of these fighters and what they've got and the consistency of one of these fighters, and it's not the 40-year-old congressman who's lost 7 times in his career at different points. Keith Thurman is 30 years old. He's 29-0. He has never lost. Manny Pacquiao loses. Like, he's lost, and he's 40. I don't understand that disconnect where there's so much concern around Keith Thurman when Manny Pacquiao is arguably one of the most spread-thin athletes in the history of sports. From a branding standpoint, from an obligation standpoint, from a work load standpoint, maybe not recently, Manny, but when you think about Manny building up to the Mayweather fight in years prior, the Morales trilogy, Marquez fights, this guy, stayed really active. And as I said, he lost. I would say that with Manny. What am I going to get with Manny at 40 years old? What am I going to get with Manny, the congressman? What am I going to get with Manny, this mega superstar? And I understand the concerns around Keith Thurman. I just have way less concerns with Keith going into this fight. And I go back to, you want to put your money on Pacquiao? I cannot advise that.
I don't know if Kevin was picking Pacquiao at the number now, because I think that makes it a whole
different
story.
All right, yeah.